As part of ongoing trade negotiations, the European Union wants U.S. cheesemakers to stop naming their products after cheeses associated with Europe. The EU says placing geographical indication restrictions on names like Gorgonzola, Gouda, and Munster protect regions economically and culturally. Dominique Delajeux is the Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Saputo Cheese USA, based in Richfield. He says some cheeses should be protected, but products like Parmesan and Asiago are generic names in the U.S.
Well-defined, geographically or historically based type product, I think, is a good thing. But common names, no, absolutely not.
Saputo's headquarters are in Canada, where companies have had to change their labels. Delajeux says its Asiago cheeses sold in Canada are now labeled Asiago style, which he says has created problems. Luke Buholzer is the Klondike Cheese Company's vice president of sales and part of the fourth generation of the Monroe-based company. He says educating consumers on cheese names would be difficult and costly.
People know what feta is. They know what Munster is. But if all of a sudden I couldn't call my feta feta, I had to call it white brine cheese, then I have to go out and educate all the consumers that my white brine cheese is what you think of as feta.
55 U.S. senators, including Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, recently signed a letter opposing the cheese name and trade restrictions. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.